Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Happy Independence Day. Happy birthday, America. It's the 4th of July, and it's our 21st consecutive live 4th of July show. We're celebrating at this half hour with our good friend Ken Davis. Ken is he's the don't-know-much guy. He's the don't-know-much-about-history or is that the series of books. Ken, I know your books are all over wherever books are sold, but KennethCDavis.com, is that right?
It's don'tknowmuch.com for the website, and Kenneth C. Davis is the Twitter handle.
There you go.
On the website right now, Jim, I have a longish series of blog posts about the 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence, because we know, you know, three or four names, Jefferson, Adams, Franklin, but there were 56 other guys, and who were they, and what became of them? There's a lot of myth and misconception about many of them, so there's a blog post right now, what became of the 56 signers. They're a fascinating group of men, and your listeners might enjoy reading that. But just to follow up on the last point, because I think it's so essential, and it's one of the reasons I wrote a book called In the Shadow of Liberty, The Hidden History of Slavery, Four Presidents and Five Black Lives. Jefferson was the man who writes these words, all men are created equal and they are entitled, they are endowed by their creator with the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. How does the man who writes those words go home to a plantation entirely dependent upon enslaved labor? Jefferson also writes a very stinging denunciation of slavery in his draft of the Declaration of Independence, which Congress removes. Mm. This is the essential contradiction that we've dealt with for more than 200 years.
And the embeddedness of the institution of slavery in their lives.
It was in their lives. 41 of the 56 signers were slaveholders.
Yeah.
11 years later in 1787, of course, when they draft the Constitution, slavery is embedded into the Constitution with effects that lasted for centuries, certainly brought us to the Civil War. It was there was only one right that the states were battling for, and that was the right to continue keeping slaves and continue moving them further west into
right.
new territories. So I want to move over and talk about
another topic, and that is the apparent disinterest that the younger generations have for history. And I don't know if it's because they're not being taught that in school, if it's not being stressed. I don't know if it's because they've got too much technology, but it does seem to be a real thing. When I talk to I saw a recent research of millennials, and I guess maybe even 20-somethings they surveyed, and they didn't even know what the Holocaust was.
This is a dreadful problem that is not specific to American history, but history in general. It's not a new problem. When I first started writing Don't Know Much About History nearly 30 years ago, it's actually more than 30 years ago, the first studies had come out that said what our 17-year-olds know or don't know, and they talked about not understanding basics of history. So this is not a new problem, and it's not a millennial problem. It is a distinct problem because many, many people don't know much about history and are very disconnected from politics, partly because they see what politics has become right now and it's turned off. On the other hand, I spend a lot of time talking to teachers, social studies teachers, civics teachers around the country. The high school kids right now are more engaged in civics, I think, than they have been in a long time. And
whether I
think you see that, you know, whether you like what they stand for or not, these kids that came out of this tragedy in Florida have been remarkable in their civic engagement. You may not agree with their views about guns, but their involvement and their engagement in a crucial issue
I don't think that's a good example of what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about what's gone on before the history of what got us here, the shoulders. I'm talking about the shoulders you and I stand on, Ken. I'm talking about people who gave their lives and warts and all, with all their frailties, with all their sins. You and I stand on the shoulders of some amazing people, and if we don't recognize that, and if our children stop recognizing that, then America is doomed.
Well, I think that I think it starts certainly. School is central to it, but this has to be something that's a family conversation, and that's one of the reasons I've started writing books that are more aimed at younger people, that their parents can read with them and discuss these issues together. We have to have national conversations around the dinner table about these things. Jim, I'm of the generation. My father was, you know, went to North Africa and Italy in 1941.
Mine too. And hey, Ken, I gotta go. Happy 4th of July. Thanks for being here today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.